Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Saturn, A New Look at an Old Devil is a classic work of psychological astrology by Liz Green, originally published in the 1970s and later issued in the Wiser Classic series. The book examines Saturn, long treated in traditional astrology as a difficult or male effect planet, through a depth psychological and largely Jungian framework. Rather than presenting Saturn simply as a source of delay, fear, loss, or frustration, Green interprets it as a symbol of psychic development, inner defense, limitation, discipline, and eventual self-knowledge. The book is not a general beginner guide to astrology. Its purpose is to deepen chart interpretation by showing how Saturn functions in signs, houses, aspects, and relationship charts. Green combines symbolic analysis with psychological reasoning, arguing that painful patterns associated with Saturn can become meaningful when understood consciously. The result is both an astrological reference and a study of maturation, responsibility, and the difficult process of becoming more integrated. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Saturn redefined from malefic planet to psychological initiator. A central contribution of the book is its rejection of a simple good planet versus bad planet model. In older astrological language, Saturn is often associated with hardship, restriction, fear, delay, isolation, and disappointment. Green does not deny these associations, but she changes their interpretive meaning. Saturn is treated as a symbol of the areas where the personality feels blocked, inadequate, defended, or forced into confrontation with reality. The difficulty is therefore not random punishment. It marks a field of experience where consciousness is underdeveloped and where the individual may need to build structure slowly. This approach makes Saturn less fatalistic without making it sentimental. Green preserves the seriousness of Saturnian experience, including pain and frustration, while arguing that the same pressure can lead to discipline, honesty, and psychological maturity. The planet becomes an initiator because it forces contact with limits, and limits expose where unconscious expectations, dependencies, or fears are operating. This reframing is why the book became influential in psychological astrology. It offers a method for interpreting difficult chart factors as meaningful developmental tasks rather than fixed misfortune. Secondly, the Jungian emphasis on shadow, fear, and unconscious compensation. Green draws heavily on psychological ideas associated with depth psychology, especially the view that outer difficulties often mirror unresolved inner conflicts. Saturn in this book is not only an indicator of external obstacles. It also describes areas where the person may have developed rigid defenses because early experience, fear, shame, or insecurity made spontaneity feel unsafe. In this sense, Saturn can point to the shadow side of the personality qualities that are disowned, feared, controlled, or overmanaged. Green is especially interested in compensation. A person may overachieve, overcontrol, withdraw, criticize, or become excessively self-sufficient in the very area where Saturn indicates vulnerability. This gives the book a diagnostic quality, but not in a clinical or medical sense. Its interpretive value lies in asking why a person repeats a pattern that feels limiting and what unconscious need the pattern protects. The practical implication is that Saturnian work requires more than effort. It requires insight into the emotional logic behind restraint, ambition, guilt, inhibition, or fear. The book, therefore, turns chart interpretation into a study of self-protective structures and their possible transformation. Thirdly, Saturn in signs, elements, and houses as a map of life experience. Much of the book is devoted to interpreting Saturn through astrological placement, especially by sign, element, and house. Green organizes Saturnian meaning around the kind of life experience being restricted or made difficult. In water signs and houses, for example, the emphasis tends to fall on emotional security, dependency, intimacy, and the fear of being overwhelmed by feeling. In earth contexts, Saturn may concern material competence, bodily reality, work, and survival. Fire placements raise issues of confidence, creative assertion, and the right to act, while air placements often involve thought, communication, social participation, and mental trust. The house position further specifies where the person is likely to meet Saturn through concrete circumstances, such as family, relationships, vocation, or inner life. Green does not treat these placements as isolated cookbook definitions. Her method links symbolic placement to psychological development. The value of the placement is that it shows where the individual may experience life as withholding something, and where deliberate effort can convert insecurity into competence. This makes the interpretive sections useful for astrologers who want to move beyond prediction into character analysis. Fourthly, Saturn aspects as tensions between discipline and other planetary functions. The book also examines Saturn in aspect to other planets, a crucial part of Green's interpretive method. An aspect involving Saturn suggests that the Saturnian principle of caution, control, fear, realism, or discipline is connected to another psychological function represented by a planet. With the Sun, the issue may concern identity, authority, and the right to exist confidently. With the Moon, it may involve emotional needs, dependency, and early conditioning. With Venus, themes of affection, value, and relational ease may be inhibited or made conditional. With Mars, assertion and anger can become blocked, controlled, or forced into delayed expression. Green avoids reducing these combinations to simple good or bad outcomes. The emphasis is on inner tension and possible development. Saturn aspects may feel heavy because they slow instinctive expression, but the same slowing can produce skill, seriousness, endurance, and self-knowledge. This is one of the book's most practically useful ideas. A difficult aspect does not merely describe what goes wrong. It describes where life demands form, patience, and conscious relationship to a function that might otherwise remain immature, compulsive, or unconscious. Lastly, Saturn in Sinistry and the structure of long-term relationships. Green extends Saturn beyond the natal chart into Sinistry, the comparison of charts in relationship analysis. Her treatment is distinctive because she does not describe Saturn contacts only as burdensome or cold. She argues that Saturn is often present in relationships that endure, because lasting bonds require structure, obligation, loyalty, and the capacity to face difficulty. At the same time, Saturn contacts can create projection, resentment, fear, dependency, or a sense that one person limits the other. The Saturn person may be experienced as critical, withholding, authoritative, or stabilizing, depending on the broader relationship and the maturity of both people. Green pays attention to the psychological dynamics behind these reactions. A partner may carry an inner authority figure, a fear of abandonment, or a need for containment, and Saturn contacts can activate those patterns strongly. This makes Sinistry less about compatibility scores and more about relational work. The book suggests that Saturn in relationship is neither automatically destructive nor automatically binding in a healthy way. Its value depends on whether the people involved can recognize responsibility without turning it into control, guilt, or emotional imprisonment. In conclusion, Saturn A, New Look at an Old Devil is best suited for readers who already know the basics of natal astrology and want a more psychologically complex approach to interpretation. Beginners may find it demanding because Green assumes familiarity with signs, houses, planets, aspects, and Sinistry. For intermediate students, practicing astrologers, and readers interested in Jungian symbolism, the book offers a substantial intellectual benefit. It teaches how to think about difficult chart factors without reducing them to either fate or reassurance. Its practical benefit is interpretive precision. Saturn becomes a guide to where a person experiences fear, delay, inhibition, duty, and effort, but also where maturity and inner authority can be built, compared with many astrology manuals that provide short placement meanings. Green's work stands out for its sustained psychological reasoning and refusal to simplify Saturn into either misfortune or virtue. It is not a light reference book, and its style reflects the psychological astrology movement of its period. Its enduring importance lies in showing how astrological symbolism can be used to examine defense, responsibility, projection, and growth. In its category, it remains distinctive because it treats one planet as a complete developmental symbol rather than as a list of predictive effects. If you would like to support Liz Green, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.